Well, some doctors are warning healthcare for asylum seekers and refugees on Manus Island is now worse than at any time since Australia reopened the offshore detention centre 6 years ago. Doctors say two men are now in urgent need of medical attention. One appears likely to lose his eyesight. Another has an untreated broken leg. This comes in the same week that the Queensland coroner, Terry Ryan, released a highly critical report on the death of the Iranian refugee Hamid Karzai on Manus Island after he presented with a lesion on his leg. The coroner found systemic failures in the offshore healthcare system, offshore detention system, had led to his death. Dr. Paddy McCliskey is the secretary of the advocacy group Doctors for Refugees. Dr. Paddy McCliskey, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. Thanks for having me again.
Doctors for Refugees reviews hundreds of medical files on refugees who are currently held in detention centres. What is so concerning about the two men that were identified yesterday? Those two examples I gave earlier of one who was could lose his eyesight and another with an untreated broken leg.
Well, certainly in terms of the gentleman with the leg injury, I think it does show an ongoing lack of access to basic medical facilities. This gentleman certainly needed imaging 1 week ago, and that wasn't available to him, so he wasn't able to be diagnosed properly at that time. And he's had ongoing pain for the last week as a result of that. In the case of the gentleman with the visual loss, I suppose it's more representative of the sort of inertia in the system where people go for months and months complaining of chronic and often deteriorating medical conditions, and there's a lack of transfer and referral to appropriate services.
The inertia in the system is something we've heard a lot about. Have you had personal experience with this system?
Well, I certainly haven't worked in the offshore system myself, but through the review of medical records and through contact with refugees and refugee advocates, I've had a lot of experience of how it can occur.
And as you say, in this case, these cases were on Manus Island. In Manus Island, there has been a transferring of the medical responsibility, the healthcare for those people detained there from IHMS, which is the Australian government-funded medical system that has been in place for most of the 5 years. It's now been taken over by something called PHI, which is run by Papua New Guinea, and some are suggesting that has brought a significant reduction in the quality of healthcare. Can you tell us what you know about PHI as a deliverer of primary healthcare?
Yes, so Pacific International Hospital, or PIH, is
the PIH, name. I beg your pardon, sorry.
And certainly there's a hospital in Port Moresby, which has been used as a referral centre for refugees for some years. They now have an outreach service, as I understand, which is somewhat of a GP capacity clinic on Manus Island, similar to what IHMS was running. It seems to be roughly a business hours, Monday to Friday operation. The concerns, obviously, are ongoing in terms of there not being adequate after-hours care. So in terms of the gentleman with the knee injury, he certainly injured his knee around 6 p.m. He was unable to go to the PIH clinic, which I think the Guardian article recently pointed out is costing around $110,000 a day. He was unable to go to that clinic after 6 p.m. and so he then presented to the Lorengau Hospital, which is a Papua New Guinean hospital, and there was no x-ray available to image his knee.
You talked about that money, $110,000 a day. I mean, that figure, a global figure, as you say, PIH took over from the government-run IHMS back in April. So over 42 days, PIH has cost $4.8 million, $110,000 a day, but it's not providing anything close to comprehensive health services from what you've just described. What are the economics of that from your point of view? How does that compare to running a clinic in Australia or the cost of getting asylum seekers to Australia for treatment?
I think, you know, that's you've certainly raised a huge issue there. In terms of the cost of what's going on with medical care offshore, it's absolutely shocking, the cost of housing and caring for asylum seekers and refugees in Australia is a tiny fraction of what it costs to run this offshore. Certainly, as Doctors for Refugees aren't advocating necessarily for everyone to be brought to Australia per se, what we're advocating for is quality medical care that reaches the Australian standard. Now, how that is provided is not something that we control, but we are saying that that needs to be addressed urgently. The cost of an X-ray machine, incidentally, is around $100,000 brand new. So in the first day of the contract, they certainly could have bought an X-ray machine for the Lorengau Hospital. I mean, it's just an observation.
And the Australian government is paying this contract. This is a PIH's contract is with the Australian government. But our government maintains that the welfare and the health and welfare of refugees is the responsibility of PNG. Who should be held accountable here for the healthcare provision?
I would answer that question by turning to the sentiments of the Queensland State Coroner, Terry Ryan, when he found that our government has not met its responsibility to provide comparable healthcare to Australian standards. And also he talked about the responsibility of the state, Australia, to protect and care for people it incarcerates. And he talked about the vulnerability of people who are deprived of the ability to care for themselves. So I think he's really answered that question. When you take a group of people, you put them on an island and you keep them there for 5 years, you do have a responsibility to look after them. Now, the politicians will make various comments about that, but I think really when you step back and look at that, It's a very obvious responsibility that we do have.
The Queensland Coroner, Terry Ryan, also recommended that doctors who are treating the asylum seekers and the refugees offshore, and we must remember that many of these people on Manus Island have been declared refugees, but they have nowhere to go, that the doctors treating them should have control of patient transfers to hospitals in Australia. He also wants all deaths offshore to be subject to an inquest in Australia. Of those changes, do you think it would make a major difference if the doctors making the referral had the final say? Is it the intervention by government bureaucrats and others that is the issue here, or sometimes political intervention? How do you see this?
So certainly there are a variety of problems in the system. In the case of the gentleman who couldn't get an X-ray, obviously that's not so much an obstruction by the Australian Border Force, the Australian government. However, we are aware of dozens of cases where people have been referred. For example, a gentleman who had abdominal pain and bleeding from his bowel, he was referred for a surgical review 4.5 years ago by IHMS doctors, diligently referred for a surgical referral. 1 year ago, he was seen by a specialist who recommended that he come to Australia for tests that aren't available in Papua New Guinea, and he remains in Papua New Guinea 4.5 years after he was initially referred for the same problem. So there are thousands of years of medical traditions of upholding the care of our patients above all else. And I believe this should be upheld regardless of the government of the day. Australians, this is a frightening time for Australians where we see our government putting human health behind their policy agendas. And I think we really need to stand up to this.
As a doctor, I mean, given the oath you take and others take, how, as a doctor, knowing what is happening to people and knowing that they aren't getting the treatment they need when that treatment is available, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel terrible. I mean, this is why we do what we do. We won't stand by and watch this happen. And another thing, as an Australian, when I think of our Australian values and what we cherish about this wonderful country, is that, you know, we like to think of ourselves as someone who will lend a hand and help out, and, you know, that we're all in it together. And what's happening in this detention system is really betraying those values.
Paddy McGlisky, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Dr. Paddy McGlisky is Secretary of Doctors for Refugees. Yesterday, we again contacted the Home Affairs Department. We received a statement saying the department doesn't provide comments on individual cases.